Acts chapter 1, you can be seated. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Father, we thank you for this meeting. We glorify your name. We thank you for owning the atmosphere. Acts chapter 1 verse 1. Where the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Yeah, so something is happening here. Something is happening here. Somebody is trying to refer to a letter that is written. Have you written a letter before? Yes. At least, even if you have not written a letter, you have done composition. Yes, this is what is happening here. This kind of composition is the one you write when you have experienced something. Have you written composition about your holidays? Huh? Yes, so that's what I'm saying. We are going to participate. This is a lecture. And when we do the lecture for like 15 to 20 minutes, then we begin to pray. Then we trust God for an avalanche to come from heaven. When it comes, you will know, because the whole atmosphere will change and the territory of Orifte will realize that God has come to pay her a visit from heaven. Yes, God wants to remember this territory. And when God says, I want to do something, he said, I am come down to deliver my people in Egypt. Lo and behold, what we saw was Moses appear. That means God's ways is in man. So what is happening here is that somebody is writing a letter, and he said, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, that means that for everything that Jesus taught, he did first. No, sit down. For everything that Jesus did, for everything that he taught, he first of all did. Have you seen people that they teach what they have not done before? That is not the kind of life that Jesus is living. So if Jesus wants to teach you about prayer, he will begin to pray first, and he will pray for long. And then one of those days, his disciples met him and said that we have seen John teach his disciples how to pray, and meanwhile we have seen John pray, we have seen you pray too, and we are your disciples. Why not teach us how to pray? Meanwhile, Jesus knew. And when you realize the content of the curriculum, the teaching curriculum. How many of you have read the Lord's Prayer before? You know the Lord's Prayer. Raise your hand. The Lord's Prayer. Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven. Let's go. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. When that text came, it became obvious that the one that was teaching it didn't just remember to teach. It seems as if he has written down the syllabus and kept it somewhere. He was waiting for his disciples to make the demand. Such is the way Jesus does with lives. Sometimes he will see you are busy living the kind of life you are living. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be the man that will redeem your family. And the teachings of the Spirit that it takes for you to be the Redeemer is already in the archives of God. But he will never teach you until a man like us appear, and you will see us do some kind things. And inside your heart, something is telling you that what this man is doing is what you are called to do too. But the kind of life you are living have not allowed you to be able to walk that path. So when they saw Jesus began to live the life of prayer, they asked, we have seen John pray, and we have seen you pray. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus said, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. It is obvious that Jesus has written down that thing somewhere. But he was waiting for his disciples to ask him to teach us this matter. That is how Jesus behaves in our life. Have you noticed that there are many things God will never reveal to you about your life? Tell you what it takes. Many capacities, resources, equipment, places he will never bring you to. until you begin to ask him, I am seeing you pray, teach me how to pray. Suddenly we found out that God had a plan for your life. How many people you believe that God has a plan for your life? Raise your hand. Now, that plan will never manifest until you begin to ask some certain questions. It was when the disciples began to ask questions, it became obvious to them that God really had plans for their lives. For from the way Jesus was unveiling it, it was an ironed-out design by God for their life to be run. Meanwhile, God did not bother to show them. Just as many people sitting here, they never knew what God intends to do through their life. That the deliverance of your family is tied to your hand. You can say, I'm a young man. God does not recognize young men. He recognizes men that are willing to yield to him. Then he can empower you at your age. How old is Samuel? Samuel was a young boy, but he laid on the altar and the voice of the Lord came to him. In fact, when the voice of the Lord began to come, he didn't even understand what was happening. Just like many of you here, something in your heart is telling you that your life is bigger than it is. Meanwhile, the territory and the environment is trying to force you to live a different kind of life. Maybe your peers, your mates, is trying to make you to live a different kind of life. But I tell you something today, there is an education that is coming from heaven. The Spirit himself will teach men. And when he begins to teach you, certain things will begin to manifest from your life. When Jesus taught his disciples for long and the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, what happened is that those men that were timid, men like Peter that came and spoke, and they said, one young lady told him, are you not one of his disciples? The man denied that he's not one of them. But when the Spirit came, he appeared and said, O ye men of Israel, today I tell you that the same Jesus that you crucified, he is the Lord and Christ. Something happened to that man. Something happened to the timid Peter. And suddenly his age doesn't matter. Where you came from doesn't matter. Who your father is doesn't matter. What matters is what the Spirit is doing in your life. What matters is what is hanging. The mantles. Tahambre Sakakaile Para Sakabataya Aikopata Sima de Kataya. Listen to me. As I speak, yokes will fall. There are certain environments that cannot tolerate the afflictions of Satan and devils. That demons have held you bound for long is not my concern. My concern is that you are willing to hear the word of the Lord for your life today. And the hand of God will stretch forth in mighty power. And men that have been bound for ages past, the hand of God will come. Because for you to be a savior, you need to be saved first. You can't be bound and God is calling you to save your community. How will you do it? That was the call that came on the man Gideon. He said, thou mighty man of valor, with you I will deliver Israel. He said, where be the miracles that I heard about my fathers? What we hear is what our fathers did. How they held down the territory for God. And in their days, Satan was silent. What happened to those days? He said, where be the miracles that our fathers did? The man looked at himself. He said, I'm a young man. And even in my father's house, I am the least. Some of you here, even as I'm talking, you will say you are a lady. Have you thought about the woman that was called Deborah? The Bible said, Deborah, wife of Lapidot. He said, a prophetess, judge in Israel. That was the credential of a woman. A woman was a judge. Do you know who is a judge? A judge is a person that when he's through with adjudicating on a matter, the case is closed. So a matter is never closed until that woman offers her opinion. So matters will come up in your family and Satan will say somebody will die after this season. Somebody dies, this one happens, people will not marry, this one happens, people won't serve God, their destiny is tied to an altar. The business you started, after 5 years, everybody comes down. There is a man standing somewhere. No, it won't happen again. Somebody will rise. Even if you're a woman, I don't care. There is a woman called Deborah, and the Bible said she's a judge in Israel. Something was on her life. Satan can't stand it. Territories can't stand it. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. He said, the former treatise I made, O Theophilus. No, don't worry. Of all, just keep it close. Of all Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up, after he had, through the Holy Ghost, given them commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen. If you are with me, say amen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Do you know what is happening here? This is when Jesus has risen from the dead. Have you entered the university? You are in secondary school. I need somebody in the university. Are you in the university? Okay. You are in the university. Raise your hand. Yeah. Do you know what is happening here? Somebody has a lecture. Jesus is a professor in your campus. And then, while he was a professor, he now contested for election. Maybe the president of Nigeria. And then, after the elections, he won. Meanwhile, while he was teaching men in his classroom, he looked. What's your name? Huh? He saw Moses as his class, in his class, and from the way Moses was responding to the lecture, he knew that there is a future in the kingdom through the life of Moses. So he was identifying the life of men that are paying attention to his teachings. So the day came when he won election, he was looking for men to be among his administration, men in his parliament, men through whom he will administrate his kingdom. Are you getting the point now? So when he has found those men, he won election, he has to come back. Because even though he is now the president, he wants to choose men to work with him amongst them that were part of his class. Are you with me now? So you were part of his class before. Now he's now president. Now he needed men to work with him. But the only men that he can use is men that he has taught. So it was then that he has to come back. The reason why he has to come back is because his lecture was not complete. Even though he wants to use this man, he has not taught them all it takes. So even though Jesus now is now the man that is risen from the dead, for the scripture said that even death could not hold him captive. Are you with me? Even death could not hold him. If death couldn't hold Jesus, what can hold him? It was dying then that he rose up and began to look for men that will continue his agenda. But he looked and saw that the men that he taught, his lecture with them was not complete. So he came back and he took sabbatical. Jesus took sabbatical leave from heaven so that he will finish the lecture that he started. So when he came back, the Bible says, this he began to teach them after his passion. And he did so with many infallible proofs. If men like Thomas came out and said, we won't believe until we touch our hands and see the nails, the nail pierced hands. Jesus said, touch me, feel my bones, feel my flesh. He said, for flesh and bones, spirit do not have flesh and bones. He has to show them fire infallible proofs. Jesus needed to finish his lecture because there is a destiny that is hanging on this man. See, my brothers and sisters, people of Orif, there is a destiny that is hanging on you. There is a destiny that is hanging on you, and God cannot release his empowerment until that education is complete. Because what was happening is that the Holy Ghost is about to be released in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But before the Holy Ghost will be released, there is an education. There is something that you need to meet up with. The demands of heaven have come upon the territory, and the hand of God will begin to come upon many. The demand of God is that you approximate in the teachings of the Spirit. Born upon my own.
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take hold. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon our altar. From within us, Spirit, you take hold. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, akakaya bakasata. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, the guy, give me the cymbals. Cymbals only. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon our altar. From within us, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire,
Jesus needed to bring them up to date with what is happening in the heavens. Those of Christ said that there is something God wants to do, and there are many he wants to use, but the educational facility that is in place to trap the move of God is still insufficient. Are you with me? So Jesus had to take a sabbatical from heaven so that he will bring them up to date with the present revelational truth of heaven. There are certain structures, educational structures, that need to be put in place so that the investment of heaven will not be wasted. I say, if God begins to use you now, you won't be the first. What is the assurance that you will not fail like others failed? What is the assurance that what stopped your fathers will not stop you? I see many young men, they complain and say that maybe if my father is Dangote or rich or whatever, you are missing the point. What is important is that there are things that held down people before you, even your fathers, your mothers. These things were bigger than them. Until a man wakes up and then arises by the strength of the Spirit and begins to battle with the things that weakened the people that came before him. Even if you rise, one day Satan will still bring you down. Yes, men like Samson rose, and in his days Israel was rising, until one day came, even the same thing, he was sleeping on the laps of Delilah, and the mighty man was gone. When Saul prophesied, they said, is Saul also amongst the prophets? Do you know why? Men that came from that rank, from where he was coming, there are weaknesses that we are inside of them that they cannot manage. They can't manage those weaknesses. So the day came when those weaknesses began to call again. And the question that was asked in the beginning was Saul amongst the prophets? The day came, and on the Mount of Gibeah, even Saul and his son Jonathan, they fell. When David came to that place, he said, oh, how are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen? I have a body. What made men to fail before? May you be delivered from it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People didn't mess up because they want. People didn't miss it because they want. There are things bigger than them. It was stronger than them. The thing began to call. And when it began to call, they began to make wrong choices. Just like many young people that are listening to me here, they won't know that when their family members and their fathers began to miss it, was when God called them in their youth and they forgot. They didn't heed the call of God. When they are now 50 years old, they are now moving from one place to another looking for help. Meanwhile, when you were a youth, God was calling you so that he will use the energy of your youth to put you through the barriers that have held people bound. But you never heard it. When you are now 50 and you're weak, your limbs are weak and your heart is weak, you try to do what a youth can do, but you fail because your days are past. The night is calling for a man like that. All youth, arise and bear the burden when you are still young, because the day cometh when you can no more bear it. Let the men that hear my voice hear the shofar from heaven. God is looking for men that will arise with their youth and hear the cry of Zion and bear the burden of the territory upon their shoulders and bring the frontiers of the kingdom. I bring you word from God. Listen to me. Let me ask you a question. If you win the governor of this state, how old are you now? How old are you? Huh? 18. Okay, you have arrived. You are a man now. So let's say you win the governor of this state, and then you were a lecturer. You used to teach people. Like when my sisters finished secondary school, they employed them in some primary school to teach. How many of you have taught in primary schools? You have taught in primary schools. Raise your hand now. You understand what I'm saying. So the point now is that my guy there used to teach in primary school. Suddenly he won the governor of this state, and they are supposed to do handover. You know handover now. They are supposed to do it by January next year. Meanwhile, the people you want to work with you in the cabinet, they are amongst the people you are teaching. I want to ask you a question. Will you leave your coronation, your handover ceremony, to go and continue teaching those people so that they will be qualified enough to work with you? Won't you go and collect your governorship? I want to show you graphically what Jesus did. The question you ask yourself, my brother, is how important is this lecture? See, this is Jesus' coronation service. And that coronation service, many things is hanging upon it. As a matter of fact, my God, I feel the glory of God here. Oh my God. Sila hapena, Brento, Kahas, Sina, Peria, Kora, Sabaha. There are 7 people here. The hand of God will come upon you specially, because God will use you mightily after now. You know, it's good you said amen, but Ifanyabi, Chinedu, I don't need your amen. That people said amen doesn't mean anything happened. Have you not been in meetings and they say shout amen 40 times? Amen, 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 amen. And as you are leaving, the demon that oppressed you in the night came again. Some of you here, there are demons that come to sleep with you in the night. Even after you finish shouting amen, they still came and slept with you. Let's tell ourselves the truth now. After you finish shouting Jesus, Jesus, the man came and overpowered you. You are in the dream, he overpowered you, slept with you, and you saw the evidence physically. And you think it's a joke. I don't need your amen, my friend. I don't need the amen. The hand of God will come, and the people that don't want to believe, you will now believe when you see something happening. That's how Jesus does it. Yeah. And I believe that many of you will see what God will do today, and you will be inspired that God will use you like this too. So if you are the one that won the election, it has become obvious that you will never go back to that primary school. You are not governor now. What concerns you with primary school? Sometimes you even forget your immediate family. Nena, you will change your number so that nonsense Some kind people will not be calling you with that old line. Is it not true? But Jesus returned back to the classroom. Do you know why he returned back to the classroom? The Bible said that there are things he needed to teach them. And when he began to teach, the Bible called the convocation of all his lectures, he called it things pertaining to the kingdom. That means it's only kingdom men that is qualified to participate in his agenda. So he needed to teach them fundamentally the things that pertains to the kingdom. What we need in the last days is kingdom men. Men that look beyond themselves. The days of selfishness have died. I tell you the truth in God, I lie not. When God will look at, if old people don't want to rise up, God will start using a young, how old are you now? 30, you are old. A young lady, small girl, that is 8 years old, is already matured in witchcraft. Try them in the night. They will deal with you. 8 years old is so matured in witchcraft that he's giving others. I say, if you are 13 years here, you can carry the Holy Ghost. You can carry the power of God. You can pray. How old are you now? How old? 17. Ha! Gako kaku kakapakaya. Zakapako kakambe katakua. Sahana makatia. Erepete keperia tapada. Berata hasata. In Jesus' name, listen. So Jesus needed to update them on. Are you with me? Okay. Jesus needed to update them on the present focus of heaven. So that kind of lecture is called the things pertaining to the kingdom. Because when he now came to verse 8, maybe let's read verse 8. If we read verse 8, then we begin to pray. How much time do I have? You are the wisdom before time began. Verse 8 said, but ye shall receive power. But ye shall receive power. But ye shall receive power. Let me tell you a story. Listen to me. Listen to me. There are young children that are in primary school. One is in primary 5. In this town, okay, let's say in this area. Do you know what these young children are doing? Their teacher got them filled with the Holy Ghost and they were speaking in tongues. These children are now moving from class to class, getting their fellow students filled with the Holy Ghost. Ah, she knows me now. She is greeting somebody. They are moving from class to class, getting their classmates filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, teaching them Bible, prophesying to them. That is how it will be. In this life, there is nothing like middle. It's either you are fully with God, or one way or the other, Satan is influencing your life. Whether you agree or not, that one is not the matter. There is either light or what? Darkness. There is no middle point. So at any time, even when you choose neutrality, neutrality is an advantage for light or darkness at any point in time. Are you with me? So imagine when they ask a question and you are supposed to say the truth and you intentionally kept quiet because it will offend the other person. At that point, even though you decided to be neutral, your neutrality has favored darkness. If it was true that you wanted to stand for light, you should have chosen the path of speaking the truth. Because to choose neutrality then is not an advantage for light. I'm trying to say that anytime a man appears and chooses a position, that position you chose, even if it's a position of not doing anything, I don't want to do, my own is not, all these people say, I'm not saying you are a preacher, I'm not saying you will carry mic like this, you don't need it. All you need is to be Holy Ghost filled. Do you know somebody can shake your hands like this? Do you believe something can be in somebody's hands? Yes, now. People that give people stroke, how do they give it? Is it not to shake your hands? Since you have been shaking people's hands, how many things have happened? They can give stroke by shaking your hands. How many things have you given in Nenna? Somebody can shake your hands like this, and then your life will begin to scatter. If it is true, then you too can shake somebody's hands and his life will be good and get better. You don't need to stand on the pulpit and preach. Your priest might not meet that your friend. He will meet you, but he won't meet that person. You are the one that is interacting with these men on day-to-day basis. So if the power of God will reach them, then he has to go from there, enter you, and reach them. The truth is that even though we are ministering to it, there are people that need what we are doing here that will never come here. How do we get to them? Through you. Because you meet them day to day. And we must find a way for you to become a conduit of the same power, of the same essence, of the same glory, of the same impact. The same thing, you carry it. The person preaching doesn't need to be there. Meanwhile, you are there. If you are there, God is there. That's where we are going. If you are there, God is there. Kamehata. Amen. If you are with me, say amen. Verse 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Do you know who is God the Holy Spirit? Do you know who is God the Holy Spirit? Do you know who is God the Holy Spirit? Huh? Are you sure? Because it seems as if what I will do today is to introduce the Holy Ghost to you. If I teach and teach, you are not getting the teaching. I will now show you how he normally works. Now, if I show you how he normally works, then you will now know who is the Holy Ghost. Do you know who is the Holy Ghost? Don't answer fast. Do you know who is the Holy Ghost? Because the scripture said that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That means men are powerless because they don't know the Holy Spirit enough. The pathway to power is the knowledge of the Spirit. When you know him enough, then certain things will begin to happen inside of you. What happens is that when a man receives the Holy Ghost, what happens to him is like what the engineers study in the schools, especially if you're a petroleum engineer. There's what we call the fractionating column. How many of you have studied sciences? What did you study? Huh? Sciences, have you? Who did chemistry here? You did chemistry in secondary school. Where are people not raising their hand? Are you denying your teacher? You did good. Do you know what is called a fractionating column? Oh my God. We need to go back to... I think we need to go back to... There is what we call the fractionating column. That is where, for example... Okay, let me use this one. Do you know what is called the distillation column? Distillation. You know distillation? Distillation, yeah. So distillation is... You bring a raw material and then put it into a column. Your intent is to refine that raw material. And because the makeup of the raw material is different kinds of maybe if it's petroleum, different kind of gas and liquid. Now this is what happens. When you take crude oil and put it inside a fractionating column, what do you do to it? Say heat. You start heating it. When you continue heating it, continue heating it, continue heating it, continue heating it. What you are heating is crude oil. What you are looking for, what you are heating is the Holy Ghost content that entered inside you. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you are heating it, heating it. When you heat it, just like petroleum, you put it under pressure and temperature. As you are increasing, suddenly at some point, you will get fuel. It is the same crude oil. Is it not true? The same crude oil, if you heat it to some point, you now get, you get gas. If you heat it to a certain point, you now get aviation fuel. The same crude oil. Is somebody with me? The same Holy Ghost. That's what the scripture is saying in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When you receive the Holy Spirit, every single thing you need is inside the Spirit of God. When you hit it at a certain level, then wisdom will come out. Wisdom is an investment of the Spirit. It's power. Wisdom is a dimension of power. Because when the Bible said he shall receive power, that kind of power is dynamic. It means that it can do anything. See, to make money is power. Do you know? The Bible said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8 or 18, I've forgotten. He said, I am the Lord your God that giveth you power to make wealth. It was there that we understood that you need power to make money. You need power to live. To be a human being on this earth, you need power. Whether touch the person himself. Say after me, I need power. It's either God gives you or Satan will be calling you to come and collect. If you don't have power, you become a victim of people that Satan has given small things. Satan will give them small things. One small witch that just learned how to fly. Small witch that just learned how to fly yesterday is coming to test it in your body now. Yes, you woke up. You seem as if they use it as a blade and now cut. How many of it has happened to you now? Stop like it. It has happened to you. You wake up and you saw there's a blade everywhere. You took water to take your bath and your body is preparing you everywhere. Oh God, now small witch, they learn job for your head. If you meet real witchcraft, a man of God went to preach and he boasted with witchcraft and they warned him, he refused. When he went to his hotel room to sleep in the night, they came in the night and carried him and dropped him in the shrine. So when he woke up in the morning, he woke in the shrine. That one is matured witchcraft, where they can teleport and move matter from one place to another, irrespective of the law of gravity. They don't care about what you studied in sciences. I said there are superior things in this world, and men are educated in it, not because they have increased in physical age, but because they gave themselves to the education of the things that are beyond this realm. So you will see a man, a young lady that is young, but what she knows, do you know who is John the Beloved? History has it that John the Beloved was 19 years old when he began to walk with Jesus. So that man was very, very young. And I've seen my brother here, he said he's 18 years. Do you know John the Apostle, the one that wrote the book of John? He was 19 years before when he started. So he's your age mate. What do you know now? You need to know something. If John can become an apostle, then you can become anything in God. All you need to know is to know the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, ye shall receive power. Say after me, ye shall receive power. I didn't hear you. You shall receive power. Good. Okay, let's say it the way this my brother said it. I shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come on me. I didn't hear you. Let's say it again. I shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come on me.
Embre la kai kapura habasa kambele, iremanta piakata kambre tapa,
Listen to me. Listen. We are about to pray. The angel met. Are you with me? If you are with me here, listen to me. Listen. You can stand now. The reason is that we are about to pray. Now, the angel met Mary. Do you know what Mary answered the angel when he told him that thou art greatly favored? Mary asked a question. What was the question that Mary, the mother of Jesus, asked the angel Gabriel? He said, how can these things be? Do you know what it means? It means that God is telling him the things that are possible through his life and the things that he wants to do. But he looked at himself and wondered, of all people that God is talking about using, I'm the one. No. Maybe he is the one God is talking about. God cannot be talking about people like us. We don't know anything. We don't know anyone. We don't know anybody. We are too young for God to use us. I say you are not too young, because I see amongst you young men that God will lay his hands upon. And you will start from when you are young and begin to serve God. By the time you mature in age, you will be a giant. The things of the spirit doesn't respect physical age. Mary asked, how can these things be? And the angel answered and said, the spirit of the Lord God will overshadow thee. The spirit of the Lord God will overshadow thee. I want you to hold your hands with your neighbor. Just hold one person. Close your eyes and pray and ask God, overshadow me with your spirit. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Overshadow me with your spirit, so that the destiny that you have given to me will manifest. Because the question is, how can these things be? I've seen where God wants to take me to, and I've checked around. There is only one way to get there, because in the natural it's completely impossible. I have to go the path of the spirit. That's the only way I will be advantaged, because surrounding me is disadvantages. I am poor. I came from a low background. Men don't know me, but God is telling me I will take you around the world. You are in Orifite, and God is telling you I will take you around the world. How can it happen? By the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Simama ambretada. Aikora mamba parantia. Sabera takabia. Amberete manakambre. Ataila bakatale. Sapanambreta. Oh my God. Sobrietalia cambre. Ambakaparia. Bretopa cambra tapata. My ladies. I cabalia cabenate. Mambre. I de benete. Mama. When you are here. Somebody pray. When you are here. I know I'm small, but you can use me, oh God. You can use me. When you are here, use me. Oh. are praying. Make sure. Yes, Kabeya. Begin to come on people. You can bring them out. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Yeshua
Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Chemba, close your eyes. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Chemba.
No, just last strings.
Yeshua Hamashiach.
Oh my God. Close your eyes. Shimahamanadia. Ambreko tahasa bantia. Rapata abrentai. Shabena kambretadia. Ambrata papahata kapelia. Listen, be quiet. If you can.